to the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. Our goal is to share God's Word for the purpose of helping believers grow in their walk with Christ and to experience God's will for their lives. So get your Bibles and your hearts ready. Let's join today's episode with our host, Tim Dumas.
Hello, I'm Tim Dumas. Welcome to this episode of the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. I do pray that you are doing well today, growing in the things of God, being excited about this relationship that you have with the Father through our Lord Jesus Christ. We've talked a lot about living by the Word recently, and today I want to talk more about being strong in the Lord. I've already mentioned it before, but I want to look at it a little bit more. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it talks about being strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. And then it goes on to talk about the armor of God. And I think one of the things we missed is that the armor of God that we are to put on is the truth revealed in God's Word of who we are in Christ. And of course, it goes on to talk about the sword of the Spirit, which is specifically said to be the Word of God. So we have to know the Word of God in order to be strong in the Lord. Being strong in the Lord is being confident of God's will. Being strong in the Lord is confident of who God is and who He's called you to be. And it's being confident in what Jesus Christ has already done for us through His redemptive work. Now, sometimes we make things more difficult than it needs to be. So I want to look at this today, and I want to talk about some things that we can do to become strong. First, let's look at Ephesians chapter 3. And it's a prayer that we see that Paul prayed for the Ephesians. And let's begin with verse 14. And he writes, "For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, that you may be strengthened with power." Okay, we're talking about being strong in the Lord. "That you may be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inner person, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, to the end that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be strengthened to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and height and depth, and to know Christ's love, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." Amen. So there's a lot that we want to look at in this prayer, but it's talking about being strengthened. And that strengthened is talked about with connection to the indwelling of Christ. And it's talking about being rooted and grounded in love. So we are to pray to know this love. And to experience this love, because it is the foundation that we stand in. We are rooted and grounded in love. Amen. So if we want to be strong, we have to have this firm foundation, which is love. So this prayer talks about praying that we can understand this love, which is beyond our understanding. It says, which surpasses knowledge. So just in the natural, just by reading, you can't understand this. We are dependent upon the Holy Spirit to reveal this love to us. Now, like I said, we don't need to make things difficult because the scripture doesn't make things difficult. We also know that there's other things that we can do for the truth of God's word, for God's word to become real to us. All right. One is honoring the word as the word of God. We've talked about this before, but let's go back and read it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. It says, "For this cause, we also thank God without ceasing, that when you receive from us the word of the message of God, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also works in you who believe." So if we want the word of God to be real to us and come alive to us, then we need to, first of all, believe it is the word of God, receive it as that. And then because it is the word, then we believe it. Now, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this is where God was instructing Joshua to be strong because now he is the leader of the Israelites. It's his time to take the people in and possess the land. But here's what God instructs him. He says, "Keep this book of the law on your lips." What does that mean? Keep speaking it. Keep saying it. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will prosper and be successful. So this is another way that the Word of God becomes real to us, that what is meant to do in us begins to happen. We keep it on our lips, meaning we continue to speak God's Word. We meditate on it. We think about it. And actually, meditate scripturally means to murmur or to say to yourself. Okay, so what we are told to do is to continue to think about the truth of the Scripture and what they say, and then say it to ourselves. Say it's true for us. And of course, let's talk about love, because that's what we want to be rooted and grounded in. That's our foundation according to Scripture. Well, you know, John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world," which you and I are part of the world, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish, but have eternal life." So we see in John 3:16 that God loves us. Now let's look at Romans chapter 5, verse 8. It says, "But God demonstrated his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Amen. Even before we came to God, he loved us. He sent his Son for us. Now let's look at 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. It says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." God loves you. God loves me. That's the truth revealed in Scripture. In fact, God is love. He loves us. And the love that God has for us is to be our foundation, our grounding, our rooting. Just like a tree is strong because its roots go deep down into the ground. The roots that make us strong, that make us steadfast, that make us steady, is knowing from Scripture that God truly loves us. He loves us. This is one of the truths I go back to over and over again. And I thank God for loving me. You know, that's one way we can meditate on it. We can think it, we can believe it's true, and we can thank God for it. Just say, "God, thank you. I know you are love, and I know you love me. God, thank you for loving me. God, thank you for loving me." You know, if you do that over and over again, speaking the truth of God's word concerning his love for you, it's going to become real to you. And then you won't doubt it. You know, honestly, I can't ever remember a time where I doubted God's love for me. Now, I'm not saying there weren't times I was discouraged. There's been plenty of times I've been discouraged, but I've never doubted that God loves me. That's my foundation. That needs to be your foundation. This is what the Word of God tells us. Be rooted and grounded in knowing that he loves you. So meditate on it day and night, the Bible says. What does that mean? Every time you can, think about it. Every time you can, think about how much God loves you and how he demonstrated that through his Son, Jesus. Think about it and then thank him for it. Thank God for loving you. Thank God for loving you. This is how the Scripture becomes real to us. It's how it becomes real. And if it becomes real that God loves you, it's going to make the rest of the Scripture easier to come and become real to you as well. So I want you to be strong in him. But it starts with being strong in the truth that he loves you. I'm Tim Dumas. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I do hope it's been a blessing. Until next time, may God's richest and best be yours.
Thank you for joining us today for the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. We hope you have been blessed. For more resources and information, please visit us online at hopeforhealingfaithforliving.com.